Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And by the way, I'll remind you folks, coming up in the next hour, especially those of you who are listening out in the West, and especially those of you who are listening in Wyoming, Senator Michael Inslee, one of your senators, is going to be on the show in the next hour. We're going to talk about some really important stuff like small business health plans. So don't miss that. I met Senator Inslee, and he is a really great guy, a very good friend of small business, and in my opinion, a great American. Rob Cowie is a great American too, ladies and gentlemen. He is, at least I think he is, he's a business development director at Worldwide Brands, and he's an online marketing expert. He's going to talk to us about those things. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and we haven't met, so I guess I was presuming that you are a great American.
I'm South African.
I thought I heard a little bit of an accent there. And
that's right. I came over to this the great country when I was 15 years old. So,
but you're naturalized?
I am. I'm a citizen.
All right.
My wife's from Chicago, and I've got two beautiful kids. And
all right.
We live here in sunny Orlando, and try help people who work on the internet every day.
Well, I know you do, and I thought I heard just a little tinge of a South African accent there, but anyway, Rob, so many people have a yearning to start a business these days. Millions of people, about 800,000 to a million actually start a new business every year, according to the SBA research. Within 4 years, 50% of those people have gone out of business. That's the new SBA research.
Yep.
But there are millions. The Kauffman Center and the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor, their research shows that there are millions more who haven't started a business but do want to start a business. And so there's all this desire for people to be working for their own account. They see and they hear about things that are available online. They think, well, you know, maybe I can become a millionaire out of my spare bedroom or whatever. And there is a lot of opportunity online. But it is not to the ill-advised, and so that's what you're here for. You're going to advise us on some ways to be successful online. Talk to us about that.
Well, absolutely, Jim. You know, we have 60,000 members to our current business, and so we work with online entrepreneurs every day and many of them who are starting from scratch. My business partner, when he started the company 8 years ago, was just such a person. He started out at Kodak. He was a real technical guy at Kodak. He headed up their technical division, did their Y2K conversion, but he got kind of tired of the corporate world and wanted to start his own business from home. And I'm sad to say, despite the fact that he had all of this programming ability and all this technical ability, he failed miserably, as many people who start.
Why did he fail? Tell us why he failed.
Well, the number one reason why he failed was that he was not able to successfully secure a product that he was going to sell online. Mm-hmm. Many of the people we work with sell physical goods, physical products online. And what Chris discovered is that as a person who sells online, finding a product to sell is actually quite a feat, quite an art. It's got quite a bit better, but here's some of the problems, Jim. Most suppliers of products actually work with retailers. Although online selling has greatly increased, the vast majority of product selling still happens in stores.
Because they like to deliver by a truck or train. They don't like to deliver onesies and twosies.
Absolutely. This is the way that manufacturers and wholesalers have worked for years
and years. For centuries.
Absolutely. And so, you know, they are slow to adapt to the new ways. And most of these people, the manufacturers and wholesalers who work with, you know, traditional retailers, they don't advertise on the search engines. And it's one of the first mistakes that a lot of people do is they'll go to Google, and don't get me wrong, I love Google.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best tools in the world. But for product sourcing, it's probably one of the worst ways that you can start. Most people go to Google and type in, you know, shoes wholesale or wholesale shoes.
Right. And you get 1.5 billion responses.
You do, absolutely. You get all kinds of responses in the world.
Hold on to that thought.
And the problem is that the majority of those manufacturers and wholesalers who have the real products don't advertise.
They're not even there. Hold on to that thought, Rob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Rob Cowie. You're going to get a lot more good online advice from him right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Rob Cowie. He's Business Development Director at Worldwide Brands, and he also has his own radio show. Tell us about it, Rob.
Yeah, we have two radio shows, one called the Entrepreneur Product Sourcing Radio Show, and you can find it at ebizshow.com, and we also do the Entrepreneur eBiz Radio Show. And we're obsessed with trying to figure out online business for small businesses. And we were just talking about product sourcing, how people make a common mistake going to the search engines to find products. They type in a product there and they get bad results right away.
Mm-hmm. They don't just get two bad results. What they get is they get basically a fire hose of results rather than the drip, the couple of drips that they want. You know, the right thing. They've got to wade through a bunch of stuff for an hour and a half to get what they want.
Well, that's absolutely true. But also, unfortunately, Jim, there is an evil person lurking on those search engines. We call them the evil middleman.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever I just gave a speech at eBay Live this past year, and I got 3,000 people when I gave my presentation to say, boo, hiss, whenever I said evil middleman, because it is so true. These guys, what they do is they do have a relationship with a factory authorized wholesale distributor, mm-hmm. but they represent that they are a wholesaler online, and what they do is they simply flip information. They take the product information, they mark it up, and then they sell it to people who are unaware on the search engines, and they are, you know, basically get in the middle of the transaction and make it impossible for the seller to actually compete price-wise.
Right.
And so please, everybody out there,
I'm not completely sure I understand how I would identify one of those evil middlemen. And of course, you know, let's point something out here, though, Rob. These evil middlemen, as you call them, are not breaking any laws.
No, absolutely
they're
not.
They're in the marketplace, and so they got a right to be there. Let's be fair about things.
They do have a right to be there, but unfortunately,
just because they may be doing a better job than other people are, then that doesn't, you know, if you think about it, that really doesn't make them evil. That just makes them maybe a little bit more adept.
Well, the people that I'm talking about, and I'm not talking about genuine wholesalers. Genuine
right.
wholesalers will have a relationship with the manufacturer. They get the product, and they sell wholesale. These are the good guys. These are the ones you want to get to. I'm talking about ones that are two or three steps down the chain who represent that they are genuine wholesalers
right.
when, in fact, they're not. And here's a couple of tips to figuring out.
Hey, how do we identify these guys?
Exactly. Okay. Any genuine wholesaler that you're working with, one, should simply have a warehouse.
They should have a real place of business.
They have a real place of business. This
yeah.
is not somebody working out of their office, you know, out of an apartment somewhere, or out of, you know, some
right.
alleyway. This
right.
is somebody who actually has a warehouse that provides products. Two, they should be able to mention or at least say that they have a manufacturer relationship. Now, one of the ways that we tell people that they can find genuine wholesalers is actually to go to the source, go to the manufacturer. Start with the manufacturer and work your way down. There's a great website
but
called
that sounds like that sounds like homework, Rob.
Unfortunately, that is a lot of work. It's a way that people can do it. Now, that's what my company
can't
does.
Can't we just, based on the value, shop around a little bit and say, okay, this guy is too expensive, and so he, you know, based on what I see here, he sounds like one of Rob's evil middlemen. This guy over here is, you know, he's got a better selection, whatever. I mean, aren't there other ways to tell just by looking at what they offer?
You got to be careful. You got to be careful. I mean, we definitely the BBB online, great service. Because we recommend that to people. Most people should have a business a record, either registered with the BBB online. Again, to call them and talk to them. And you can normally, if you ask enough questions, you know, where are you located? Can you, you know, even we've gone to the extent of having people send us just a photograph of them in their warehouse, not just their warehouse,
That's
but
right.
them in their warehouse.
Right, exactly.
There are ways that you can do that. That's what we have been doing for the last 8 years is we look for genuine suppliers every day.
And how do you provide that to your customers?
It's an online database that it's a membership that people can actually join, and then they go in, they put whatever product they're looking to sell, and then we have a guarantee that these are indeed genuine wholesalers. We police them.
If somebody wants to start a business, like for somebody comes to me and say, which often quite often we get this by email, I want to start a business online. Where do I start? Well, and sometimes they actually say, what do I sell? What should I sell? I mean, they literally want me to do their business plan for them,
right?
But your site, your service would be something that we could send them to.
Yeah, it would be a great place for them to go.
And go ahead and give it to us, please.
It's worldwidebrands.com. So www.worldwidebrands.com.
Right.
And, we have a free preview there. If you're looking for a specific product that you want, you just put it in the free preview, and you'll find out whether we have a supplier. Right now we have a supply of over 5 million products and, 5,000 suppliers. But, look, we don't have everything. We're working, more and more to find
genuine guys. If I should happen to find that one little thing that you don't have, I could just contact you and you'd go find it for me?
We do have people who actively look for product, yeah.
His people will find it for you, folks. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our friend Rob Cowie right after these messages. He's with Worldwide Brands. It's 7 till. And I know you're dying to know who that is. That's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know. You got to come to this show to get this kind of information, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I'm Jim Lastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Rob Cowie is the other DJ is with us here, and Rob is Business Development Director at Worldwide Brands and also the host of a couple of radio shows that they do on the Internet for Entrepreneur Magazine. You want to give those to us again, Rob?
Yeah, it's the Entrepreneur Product Sourcing Show and the Entrepreneur eBiz Show, and you can find them at ebizshow.com. And then it's Worldwide Brands is the name.
Worldwidebrands.com, right?
Worldwidebrands.com.
All right, somebody sitting in front of us right now, and there are thousands like this right now, Rob, they're sitting there and they're saying, okay, how do I start a business online? What's the first thing that I need to do?
Well, the number one first thing I would advise people to do is to get legal. And if you're not incorporated in some form or fashion, what you need is a tax ID. There's many reasons for this. One is just protection. But two is if you're going to sell a physical good online, which is where we're going next, you need to have that tax ID if you're going to work with a genuine supplier. If a genuine supplier does not ask you for a tax ID, that is a red flag, because
right.
in this country, it's law that people who are selling products use
That's right.
a tax ID.
You have to have
so,
that.
Number one step is incorporate. Number two is you got to find a product or a source of products to sell. And you can either use Worldwide Brands as a service. You can go find the manufacturer yourself by going to something like the Thomas Register,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is thomasnet.com.
Right.
That'll get you to a manufacturer. That's not going to get you to a supplier. You can work your way down from the manufacturer to the genuine wholesale supplier.
But don't you first have to have an idea about what you want to do, what you want to sell?
You can, and so one of the things that we do is if you want to just write down a list of different kinds of products, we actually have created something called the Market Research Wizard, and this is what I would say step two and three here are kind of integrated together. You need to do a little bit of research, because one of the things I always tell people is don't sell what you love. Now, that might sound counterintuitive. Don't sell what you know.
Well, because if you love it, you don't want to sell it.
Well, perhaps the problem is that people make this mistake all the time. Is they sell things that they're really into themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend of mine who's a cross country runner, and he really likes cross country shoes.
Mm-hmm.
If he sold cross-country shoes, he would find out probably that marketplace is really oversaturated, and there really, for a small business entrepreneur, is not a huge amount of opportunity for selling name-brand cross-country shoes, because it's the marketplace that's
right.
already dominated.
Right.
So our advice is sell what sells. If you're going to get into business, you've got to be an entrepreneur. You've got to look for opportunity in a marketplace. And so you have to do market research. You need to know what the demand is out there for your idea. You need to know what the competition is like for that idea. You need
mm-hmm.
to know what the supply is like.
Should I be looking for an underserved area?
Yeah.
Are there any of those left?
There's always those left, or else thus entrepreneurs would be completely out of business.
That's right.
There are always opportunities. And it's not only, it may not necessarily be quite obvious. You know, the wonderful thing about the Internet is that it brings the world to you.
Right.
The challenging thing about the Internet is that it brings the world to you.
Right.
Because every person online is your competitor, and every person online is your customer.
Right.
But the great thing is if you do find a niche, you can really serve people really well. I'll give you an example. There's a customer of ours who started off providing wedding favors,
mm-hmm.
and they started retailing wedding favors. It's myweddingfavors.com. And they were retailing wedding favors on a Yahoo store that they, started for mm-hmm. like $50, and did very well. Well, they realized that there was actually a lack of supply. They had used a couple of our supplies
right.
from our directory.
I got 20 seconds, Rob.
There wasn't enough. So anyway, they went into the wholesale business and went to China, manufactured some things, went to some American manufacturers, and they've been very successful.
That's a
they
lot of
found a niche.
But they were willing to do a lot of work for that too. And you don't have to go that far, as Rob will tell you, especially when he comes back the next time. Rob, will you come back and do this again?
I would love to. Thank you.
We'd love to have you back. Worldwide Brands, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out his internet radio show. Thanks, Rob. See you next time.
Take care then. Thank you very much.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.